the show definitely has, I would say, a bias towards more non-traditional art forms. There's definitely an attempt to bring in music videos, bring in satires of Hollywood films, songs, comic books. In fact, we wanted even more. There were a few things we could not get because of lack of time. For example, we wanted some things from the fashion industry. So I would say that my bias in terms of things that I'm interested in was definitely away from, you know, more sort of, I would say, traditional forms. I mean, one thing that you can notice right away is that there is not really much in the way of paintings in the show. And I think the sort of things that we looked for were definitely, generally were things outside of the museum and gallery walls. So for example, the person from Thailand, Chali Ratnagam Chali, is, you know, not defined as an artist like that. She's a web designer who happens to have done a photography on the military coup, and she has never been in an art show. And then we approached her and said, we want to put your work in there. Similarly, I think some of the comic book artists we approached, similar thing. So there was definitely an idea to bring in those things. But at the same time, part of our idea was to bring it inside here. Not to do necessarily any sort of grand experiment, but definitely we wanted to challenge people's ideas of what should or shouldn't belong inside the museum or the contemporary art center. And of course, this is not a new idea. Lots of people have already experimented with this. So we were just part of that trend. What I would like to see is these things are out there on the streets. In fact, when I'm in New York or Dhaka, I feel that the most exciting, vibrant, and challenging work that I see is usually not in a museum or gallery context. Some of the most interesting things I've seen have usually been on the wall of a street, unsigned, and if you want to find out who the artist is, you can't find out because it's anonymous. Or I've seen a video on the internet, and I don't know who it is, it's anonymous. Those have often been some of the most exciting works that I've seen, or stimulating, and definitely politically very direct. And so part of the idea was to bring it in here to expose a different audience to this work, the audience that won't necessarily go out there. I don't think any of these people are waiting for the museum or gallery to give them some sort of respect. That's not what this is about at all. You know, they're doing their work, they're very happy. And frankly, if you put up a video on YouTube and you get a million people seeing your video in a week, you don't necessarily need the museum or gallery. You know, if the intention is to be seen by people and to have them talk about you. So the idea is not to sort of legitimate them somehow, but the idea definitely was to bring it to a different audience. And I think in terms of the political impact, you know, I think it'll start conversations, and that's the interest. I think it's interesting that it's happening in Italy, it's happening in Siena, as opposed to, let's say, happening in London or New York. And a couple of people asked me actually why it was in Siena. And I said, well, because this is where the idea first came. This is where we discussed it. I mean, Lorenzo Fussi is the head curator here, and he invited me to do this project with him. And that's why it's here. And I think it's really interesting that it's here and not in one of the sort of traditional centers of art power like Berlin. Because in some ways, maybe there it would just get, you know, swallowed into sort of a general, you know, art world machine, as opposed to starting real conversations.